Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, has support for veterans declined now that there are fewer of them? Thanks to Ann Barrett, Professor of Sociology, for this week's script. More than 2 in 10 older Americans is a military veteran, but this number was much higher in the past. One result is that today, just 20% of congressional representatives are veterans, compared with nearly 80% in the 1970s. Another result is that fewer people today have friends and family who have served, raising the question of whether people are less veteran-friendly now than in the past. The answer is a resounding no. Public support for veterans is at an all-time high. A recent survey found that 3/4 of Americans support increasing federal spending on veterans' benefits and services, the highest level of support in 2 decades. Surveys also show that military service tops the list when Americans identify which groups contribute most to society's well-being, ahead of teachers, doctors, and the clergy. So while fewer people today have grandparents, parents, and friends who served, unyielding support for veterans is a bedrock American value.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.